Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. Orla Walsh is back with us this week. She is a registered dietitian, and we're looking at the campaign with the Irish Osteoporosis Society organised by Amgen, all about your bone health and preventing osteoporosis. So eating for your bone health, it's so important, isn't it, Orla? Getting the right nutrients and food into the body to support that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's many important ingredients. So our bones are made up of protein and calcium and phosphorus. Now, in order to help the protein support our bones, we need to make sure we're taking in enough vitamin K in order to make sure that calcium and phosphorus can be absorbed and used in our body. We need to be making sure we're also consuming enough vitamin D and magnesium. So there's lots of different nutrients at play here, but there's fortunately many, many, many foods that we can eat and enjoy in order to support our bone health.
What will be the top ones that you could recommend for looking after our bones?
Vitamin K and magnesium, as I said, are important. And when we eat green vegetables as well as seeds and nuts, we usually take in a considerable amount of vitamin K and magnesium. So I'd encourage people to have 2 servings of green vegetables a day as well as nuts or seeds each day. Now, in order to consume enough calcium and phosphorus, 3 portions of dairy will tick all those boxes. But dairy will also provide protein, again, important for bone health. So 3 servings of dairy a day would be a good idea. So for example, 125 grams of yogurt, 25 grams of cheese, or 200 mils of milk. Each of those would be a serving of dairy. And you can mix and match. You can eat all cheese if you like it, or milk if you enjoy it.
Some people are so into their cheese, aren't they? Some people love their cheese.
Listen, I would be too, and I'm fairly confident in my bone health as a result. But it is important to make sure you are eating enough food, because you need enough calories to fuel the body so that the body doesn't start breaking down. That is an important aspect, because we do know that people on weight reducing diets can risk losing bone tissue. So I would encourage people to eat enough calories or fuel to fuel their body.
Okay, so even if you are a little bit overweight and you're doing a diet where you're not getting all those, the calcium and the protein that you need, you actually could be damaging your bones. Interesting, very interesting.
You would be at risk, and that's why it's important to speak to a registered dietitian before you make any changes to your diet, because there's lots of things you can do to help safeguard your body. But I suppose when it comes to bone health, everyone's different, everyone's body is different in every situation, and risk factors are different. And that's why it's so important to go talk to your GP about, I guess, a bone health plan for you that's individualized to you, as rather than take generic advice that you might hear. Yeah. When it comes to bone health advice, I would go to your GP, especially if you're over the age of 65, just to make sure that you have a tailored plan, just like you would about any other aspect of your health.
Does it matter, Orla, if you're having low-fat cheeses and milk and that, or do you need to have the full-fat versions to get the benefit?
No, they're often quite similar in terms of how much protein and nutrients they contain. It's just the calories and the fat can be different. Yeah. So it really comes down to your individual situation and what you prefer eating, because food isn't just a source of nutrients, it's there to be enjoyed.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I love the fact that you've said that, because, do you know, actually, weirdly enough, I actually don't like full fat milk. I don't like that. It's too creamy for me. And most people are like, what? It's too creamy for me. So I prefer some of the lower fat ones.
Well, we'd be at war there. We won't be in competition for our milk, though, as I prefer the regular stuff myself.
Can I just ask, Orla, as well, is it generally more women than men that suffer with osteoporosis?
Yeah, it is. So more women suffer with osteoporosis than men, and more older people than younger people. So bones thin as we age, but bones can thin quite dramatically in around menopause. And one of the reasons for that is due to the hormonal changes. So there can be considerable bone loss following menopause. And, you know, that's why it's so important that women together, you know, all women of all ages discuss what they can do to support healthy bones as they age, because we are more at risk and we have that in common.
Okay, well, Orla Walsh is with us talking all about your bone health and preventing osteoporosis. And for more information, please visit your GP or consult irishosteoporosis.ie. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.